Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning I'm joined in the studio by Kelly Bacote from Book, Better Outcomes for Our Kids. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And you know what? I recently got married. Kelly Bacote Ross.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Miss Ross.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Kelly, I'm glad you're here because, as you know, this is the end of the school year is winding up. Parents are getting grades. And it's kind of a time where people look to what was going on in the past semester for their children. And Book offers parents an opportunity to explore school choice through public school offerings. So as parents are, you know, looking at how their kids did in this last semester, and maybe kids are talking to parents about what they like or don't like about their school, I thought it would be good to have you all come in again and talk about what Book does for parents.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Well, we all know that many of our schools in our Africa communities are struggling, and they're leaving our students confined in a cycle of low potential and low outcomes, and it's not acceptable. Like all children, African-American children deserve good quality schools. And that's our fight, exposing parents. We're not advocates for one type of school over another. We support schools that work for African-American children. It could be traditional, public, charter, virtual. And in this movement, one of the most thriving things that we have done is taking groups of parents and leaders in communities on school tours to high-performing traditional and charter schools. They visited West Manor Elementary, Charles Drew Charter, Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School, KIPP School. We even took a group of stakeholders. We got funding to take 20 leaders and leaders in the school system on the school board to Washington, D.C. to visit high-performing charters as well. And that tour, we even converted a couple of people because they came back with the mindset of what can we do in Atlanta so that our charter schools could be led to by African-Americans. So we're looking at the work and looking at and evaluating everything and just thinking about what we're going to do next, because exposure is what's needed.
Exposure is needed not just for our children, but our parents as well. And I know you mentioned the tours for parents, and this allows parents to see what can be done, even if it's not being done at the current school in their community or their neighborhood.
Exactly. A lot of our parents don't know exactly what a quality school is. They hear these things, but they're just like, they have no idea. They're clueless. And so if they go to a school with a tour, they come back and say, okay, this may not even be an option for my child because it's a wait list. But what can I do now to collaborate with the administration at my school and say, oh, there aren't enough books in my child's classroom. Can we write a grant? Can we write a grant to get more books in the classrooms? I don't even see any informational text in these classrooms. When I went to this school over here, the teacher had a big book, and the book had labels and diagrams in them. My children aren't exposed to anything like this at our school. So what can we do?
It's that if you don't know, you don't know.
You're exactly right. And parents sometimes feel as if they don't have a voice. They don't even know that when their child comes to them and says, Mom, I'm feeling this kind of way. I don't know what it is, but I just don't feel like I'm excelling. I don't feel as if I'm going to prepare it when I leave my school. And a parent sits there and doesn't know what to do because a lot of parents aren't educators like myself. My children came to me, and I'm in the educational field, so I knew what to say to a principal. I knew where to get resources. I had networks. But what about those families who don't have those things? And that's why the organization was formed. The founder, David Mitchell, and I sat down, and we said, we've been blessed with our children in these high-performing schools, but what about the parents who don't have this the same voice that we have, or the networks and resources.
And one of the things we know is that children all learn differently. Mm-hmm. They have different strengths and different needs. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from parents, you know, my son does not like his new school. He feels like he's not learning. But they, as you mentioned, they are clueless as to what to do. Mm-hmm. A lot of parents feel like, you know, if my kid is assigned to the neighborhood school, that's where they're assigned and there's nothing we can do. But there are alternatives now, mm-hmm. from homeschooling to virtual schools. And those are the things that you all are exposing parents to.
Yes, we just had our educational summit. And as you're mentioning that, the one thing that stands out to me was a session by a local leader, Nina Hicks, and she and her daughter actually sat there and had a conversation for the summit, and they talked about how she navigated this school choice movement. It was so powerful. The parents in the audience walked away, and they knew that they could do it too. Her daughter experienced traditional, charter, homeschool, and virtual. And to hear them collaborate and talk about the adjustments that they had to make, the challenges, it was very, very powerful. And I think that we need to have more sessions like that so that parents can feel empowered.
And you mentioned several. You mentioned traditional school, charter school, homeschool, and virtual school. Mm-hmm. And I am pretty sure there's some people listening this morning, mm-hmm. who are like, okay, what is that? Mm-hmm. So traditional school is your traditional public school, usually neighborhood-based attendance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then you have charter schools. It may be STEM charter. Mm-hmm. It may be college prep charter.
And that's how they stand out. They do their research. The leaders who come together and their charter operators, they determine how they want their school to be, to thrive. And so they have parents who come to them based on interest after listening to their children. Oh, my child is, she loves arts. She can learn through the arts field. And so we even took parents on in another county, in Clayton County, though, to
It's a performing arts themed charter school.
Utopian Academy. Artesius Miller is on our board, and he exposes the children to the arts field. But that is definitely his theme and his passion, and the children succeed.
And then you have homeschool, and I've seen people do homeschool different mm-hmm. ways. There are parents who actually sometimes hire an educator. Mm-hmm. There are parents who join homeschool cohorts, so to speak, and they all do different things together so that you're socializing your kids as well. It's not just at home. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the opportunity for virtual school.
Where kids are at home,
but they're logging in, so to speak.
Logging into the computer. And yes, and so you have to know your child. That's a situation, too, where you have to know your child. Is your child going to get on the computer? Because you may be at work, but is your child responsible enough to be in that type of setting?
Kind of self-directed, because mm-hmm. there's no one standing over you, so to speak.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So with all of these choices, how is it that parents are still sometimes finding themselves without a voice? Is it just that we haven't let parents know enough, or as you mentioned earlier, we haven't exposed them to these new things that are going on in education?
Exactly. That's why the organization was formed. We're learning a lot. This is our second year of operations, and we've learned so much. We've learned from parents that they don't know where to go. But then on the flip side, we've also talked to a lot of grasstops leaders who want to help. At our last summit, we had a panel discussion, which was moderated by Rashad Ritchie, and we had members of Greek letter organizations, so of the Divine Nine. And the panel discussion was really like, what do our Greeks believe their responsibility needs to be to public education and social activism? And through that panel discussion, we learned that they really want tools to help their efforts in improving the quality of education and students in the communities. And we walked away knowing that we can maybe be a bridge to open the door for the schools to say, okay, we all need to partner. We all need to collaborate. These grass top organizations need how-to guides. They need guides on building partnerships between communities and schools. And so not only the parents, that's my point, not only the parents, the grass top leaders, everybody knows that there has to be a massive reform, and we just all need to come together and start having a conversation.
And this is important not only to parents, but it really should be important to the community overall, because an educated citizenry is what we need to be, you know, a high performing community. Mm-hmm. We need educated citizens. We need to make sure that children are having access to a quality education. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that will be a drag on your neighborhood, on your community, on your county, on the city, on the state, if we cannot educate our children.
Absolutely. And there was great news a couple of weeks ago. The APS knew before the APS board takes over, the old board had a divided vote, but they did authorize the expansion of KIPP Metro Atlanta Collaborative. And that's a nonprofit that runs 7 charter schools within Atlanta Public School District. And KIPP will now be allowed to enroll 1,100 more students in Atlanta and add 2 more schools. Because in this space, it's all about quality seats. There were some school board members who felt like, okay, we're getting more charter schools, but 3 years down the line, we are going to have the conversation about closing more schools. That is real. That's a real conversation. But my stance on it is just that, okay, 3 years down the line, you're still going to have a child who came in kindergarten who didn't know letters, but then they're in third grade now and they're not reading. So it's an urgency. We've got to do something. And if it means more charter schools, it means more charter schools.
Especially if we know that this is a charter school that's working.
That's working. We also, book wants to expose more opportunities for some charter schools to be African-led as well. We would love to see more African-led operators
in this space. So
yes.
That's a call for our educators to help book to find those African-American leaders that could run these charter schools.
Yes. And overall, it's about collaboration as well. No, like I said, we are for all schools. They just have to be quality schools. And so even our traditional school teachers talking with our charter school teachers to find out, what are you doing? How are you making this work? We've got to all come together and start talking about education, because all children deserve a quality education. And I feel horrible knowing that I'm going to just say my children go to school every day and I know they're receiving a quality education, but what about those children who are not at high performing schools? And that's why we do this work.
And that's what we all need to be aware of, that all children deserve that quality education, that high quality school. Now, for our listeners who are hearing this, this may be their first time, you know, learning about BOOK. How can they get involved with the organization? How can they participate in the tours and the summits and the things that you all are doing to push this grassroots educational change and reform?
Please visit our website at www.bookatl. That's bookatl.org. Visit our website and like us on Facebook. That's BOOKATL. Because if you like us on Facebook, it'll be in your feed and you'll see all the great work that we're doing. In January, we are definitely having more school tours. And we found last time that we got the most registrants through Facebook. So please look at Facebook. And also know that up and coming in January, we are going to have a meet and greet with the new school board. There are 3 new members, and we'd like to bring everyone together to just start the year off talking about quality education.
Quality education, collaboration, and everyone, every citizen coming together to make sure that our children are learning.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for coming and sharing this information with us. That website again is www.bookatlanta.org.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.